My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, after anal beads and iTunes cards, Davin gives his scammer Clara an out. So listen and enjoy.
She goes, I mean on my iTunes to download the Skype. I go, you can download it for free. You can do it now if you want. We're having our first problem in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I do not want, but I just... But I was just taken back to the iTunes store to do that first before I can download any app, music, or video, dear. I go, why does iTunes store pop up?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, I was just told by the engineering to get that first, dear. Engineering? It is a free app, not a rocket launch.
They have engineers now? I thought they just had middle management, upper bosses, script writing, but...
When you're a hot piece of masturbating ass like Clara is,
they get the
engineers on it.
Oh, my God.
She goes, Davin, I know you believe maybe trying to cheat on you, okay?
Well,
in other words, you think I'm bullshitting you here. I know.
Yeah,
you,
but she says it just like a Native American.
Yes. I go, I don't think you can cheat on me if you're not my girlfriend.
Yeah.
She goes, I will get the card as soon as I get the money, okay? Don't worry. Okay. I go, okay. I do feel a bit uneasy, though, now. We were really clicking. She goes, okay. I go, it's kind of gross that I was talking to your uncle's wife about anal beads, unless I'm talking to the uncle's wife now.
Ah.
She goes, this is Clara chatting with you now, Davin, because I've changed my password so she can't open it anymore, hon. I go, unless that is just the wife just saying this.
Now you're full, pulling at the full paranoia smorgasbord on her, and she's like, oh, God.
Well, she started it.
Yeah, she did, with bringing up this uncle mother, or uncle sister, uncle wife.
I go, yeah, I should probably use more discretion when discussing anal beads.
Can't go blab about that with everybody. Strangers, they look at you cross-eyed.
you can't like, say, broadcast it on the internet or anything.
No, just for our intimate close friends.
No, church on Sunday, when the next pew, they'll look at you unfavorably.
No, pew.
Yeah, because he goes to church on Sunday regularly. Yeah.
I go, well, whoever it was asked a lot of questions about getting into a relationship.
Yeah.
She goes, yes, that is woman, but I promise you that such will never happen again. I'm so sorry for letting another person chat with you, hon. Go, okay, I'm surprised she has not told you to stay away from me. She goes, no, she does not say that, hon. But just please forgive me for making another person interfere for our discussion, hon. I go, it's okay. You know, it's online. So really, who really knows who anybody is?
Nice.
I mean, you could be really from Eastern Europe or Africa, and I could be from South America. It's all just a crapshoot. Of course, once we video chat, we can really take our friendship to the next level, as we will have established a new layer of trust. She goes, yes, dear. I go, yep. Imagine I am really a 5-foot man from Brazil and you are really a 300-pound woman from Ukraine. This is before they were in the headlines. Or I'm a man and you are a man. LOL.
Oh, my God. And meanwhile, a guy sitting there going, ha, ha, ha.
Son of a bitch, let me put my putt away.
She goes, LOL, you are really fun, Davin. Are you saying I'm using someone else's pick, right? I go, it's the internet, babe. Anything is possible. I would say this. If you're using somebody else's picture, then now would be a good time to tell me, and we could start over, and I wouldn't be mad. If I found out later you were not who you claimed, I would be mad and cut you off completely. I'm giving her the out. As I often do, go, listen, we can stop the merry-go-round. You can tell me what's going on, and we can see what happens.
Yeah, here's the opportunity to come clean with me.
Exactly. I don't want to play your reindeer games. She goes, no, Davin, cut off your mind out of that, okay? Again, you know, with words like that, who am I to second guess?
Yeah, no, Davin, lobotomize yourself.
She goes, I'm real and serious with you, Davin. She goes, okay, I will never hide myself for you, baby. I go, okay, hey, we have a video chat coming up soon anyway, so it would just be stupid to use somebody else's picture and lie. I mean, then you would just be wasting your time with me, and that would be silly. Smiley face. She goes, yes, dear, I can understand you, but no such person you think, okay, baby? I go, okay, hon, I believe you. I think you're smart enough not to try and play me. I mean, we will video chat, and I may come to Chicago to take you out and have some fun. So all is good. She goes, okay, dear, no problem. I go, do you still want me to take you out even though we're going down the intimate friend path? She goes, sure I will. I go, okay, well, I'm sticking around at least until I can make it into your shower activities, LOL. She goes, okay, dear, LOL.
This is you. This isn't the aunt, right?
Yeah, right.
So I think that's a good place.
That's cool.
To end it for tonight. Thoughts?
I think that she is better at coming up with a story to try to cover when you fact check her about where she is and at what time. Because they
you know, with the uncle's wife.
Yeah, I mean it's a bizarre story, and then she's like, oh, he doesn't like that. I got to backtrack out of that as fast as possible. But she at least had something like, oh, I have a reason why you were talking past the time I said I was awake. She came up with that awfully quick.
All right. What do you think?
Yeah, very interesting when you wanted her to she wanted a Skype, and then you got the iTunes card for the Skype, and you're like, no, you could do this for free. I'm humming, you know, so it's like, you know, she's so used to, you know, playing on her marks, but she's getting you're like, you know, that easy.
I'm a little upset that, again, these scammers, they go right in so early. Warm me up. Loosen me up. Massage me.
Mm. Yeah.
Play with my clit. You know,
use like
just don't stick it right in.
Yeah,
use
right?
Like a ton of KY.
Sure. I mean, I had one scammer. I mean, we didn't even last a day this past week. I mean, she was just, you know, she wanted money right away. I go, well, then I have to take it out of my, you know, she's like, oh, can I have $100 for iTunes or something? I go, yeah, but my daughter, you know, needs it for a field trip. Well, she goes, what about 50? I go, well, then I still won't have enough for the field trip.
Yeah.
And then I got unfriended.
It's like, I don't want to talk to this.
She used you.
Bastard.
She was trying. I'm like, wait, I'm like, you're asking me to take money away from my daughter. And then she knew that she was up.
Done.
Yeah, done.
Broke ass bastard.
Hysterical.
Yeah. So no, they don't all last like Clara did.
Yeah, I know. Well,
but I think we've accomplished. I mean, you know, we're masturbating together.
Yeah,
I think that's positive.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.